New East Coast Arms Collectors Associates will hold its 100th show at the Saratoga Springs City Center. The downtown show, held multiple times a year, was first brought to the city center more than 30 years ago. Organizer David Petronis.
We started at the city center in September of 1984 with an antique show, and then that was in August, and then the following month in September, we did our very first arms fair, which we called the Gun and Militaria Show at the time.
The event has been a hit since then, and Petronis says he expects 80 vendors and between 2,000 and 4,000 people to attend the show on Saturday and Sunday. The Saratoga County Chamber of Commerce and City Center are hosting a ribbon-cutting ceremony in honor of the 100th show at 4 p.m. Friday, but not without protest. Deirdre Ladd is a member of Saratogians for Gun Safety, which has protested the gun show in past years, including just after the killings at Sandy Hook Elementary School in 2012.
It's just appalling that they would be celebrating in light of all the gun violence in our society.
City Center President Mark Baker responded.
The ribbon cutting is something that is happening as a member of our business community, and it is certainly appropriate for any other business or group that has been active for a 100th event. It certainly is not outside the realm of being a reasonable way to acknowledge it.
Petronis said he has had no issues with the city center authority since he began holding the shows on Broadway. Ladd said her group is not opposed to all gun shows, but is against the location at the city center, which is publicly owned.
We think it should be out of Saratoga City Center, and in a place where they can be responsible for their own liability issues and not lean on taxpayers to do so.
Ladd said the group is still planning how it will demonstrate against the show. According to Governor Andrew Cuomo's SAFE Act gun control law, all dealers at gun shows in the state must be federally licensed. Petronis said vendors at his show have been licensed since before the passage of the law.
We have done that at our gun shows before the SAFE Act. They have to go through the FFL dealer. We worked closely with Eric Schneiderman, the Attorney General, and developed some rules and regulations pertaining to gun shows, and then the SAFE Act came out and kind of superseded even those.
Schneiderman attended the show in October 2013 with former Arizona Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, who survived a gunshot during a mass shooting at a Tucson event in 2011. Petronis said he has extended an invitation for Schneiderman to attend this year. The organization will hold its next gun show later this month in Lake George. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.